This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, I think we're back. This is Michael Day on the Power Hour, again, giving thanks to this program for letting us come on board. We haven't heard yet from Scott Bennett, but he's on a mission from God, I'm sure, wherever he is. And speaking about that, how many people have already gone before us because they believed in the Son of God, and God gave them grace, took away their sin, gave them eternal life, and he, not their religion, not their denomination, but he himself watched over them and brought them through this valley, which is what our life is, this valley in the shadow of death, brought them through, and so that they could say, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the amazing grace that God gives us in our faith in Christ, not in a religion, but in believing in him who the angel said, call his name Jesus because he'll save his people from their sin. This is the grace of what it means to consider the implications, get understanding from God about, you know, abiding in the vine as a branch, okay? He's the vine, we're the branches. Apart from him, we can't do anything. We can't save ourselves. We can't justify ourselves. We can't deliver ourselves from evil. We don't have an understanding in ourselves. Even Paul the Apostle, who God used to write 13 books in the New Testament, he said, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, there dwells no good thing. And he wrote Romans, the 7th chapter, talking about the battle. He said, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of this death? Everybody has to face the fact that we were born in the lineage of the first Adam, that all of us were within Adam when he sinned, and so he plunged our whole race, the race of the first Adam, into a dynamic of sin and death. And yet the last Adam, Jesus Christ, who obeyed his Father even unto the death of the cross, he, by his obedience, was perfected in his suffering, and because he obeyed, and became the Lamb of God. He was our Lamb. And it says, cursed is every man that hangs on a tree. Because he was hanging there, he was accursed. And he became sin who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. We're given this gift of faith, you know, saved by grace through faith. That's not of yourself. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We were given this gift of faith in the Lamb of God, our righteousness, our wisdom, our sanctification, our redemption, so that we could approach God through faith in that precious blood of the Lamb, and approach God and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe in your Son, that he is the Lord, and that you raised him from the dead. If you have questions about this, call in. I don't have the number because I just don't. But if you know the number on this radio broadcast, please call in. And we can talk about the King of Glory. We can talk about the Savior, the Lamb of God. We can talk about my holy friend. He gave me an amazing poem some time ago called Come Unto Me. And the reality was he was showing me that he was the one who sought intimacy with me. That is, that I would just draw close to him and trust him and seek to be... seek his love, seek his kindness, seek his compassion, seek his gentleness, because he wanted that from me so that he could actually be that gracious and comforting friend who said, I will never leave you or forsake you. Now, the Lord has done amazing things in my life, because in the 60s, I was running away from the draft. In the 60s, I had no desire to go to Vietnam and get killed. My history of personal family dysfunction was what had allowed me to be hitchhiking across the country, doing my thing, getting out from under the draft. But when the Lord got a hold of me, I had been experimenting with things that were brought over into the United States by the CIA. A I.G. Farben spinoff called the Sandoz Corporation was involved in transforming America through modern-day sorcery, and they created something called lysergic acid diethylamide. A CIA asset a person used by the CIA named Dr. Timothy Leary produced certain kinds of programs and slogans like turn on, tune in, and drop out. He was an advocate of the LSD and had a following. He was partners with another psychologist whose name was Hugh Hefner. His job was to promote promiscuity, fornication, and the rabid bunny cult. That is the rabid rabbit cult who wanted to seduce as many bunnies as he could before he went to hell. And the reality is these two were working to destroy the fabric of America under the control of a group called the Tavistock Institute, T-A-V-I-S-T-O-C-K, out of Britain. They worked with another group called Wellington House and MI6. It was their job in social engineering to transform America from God, mother, country, love, apple pie, to sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Did they succeed? Okay. Did they hire people? Did they give songs to people, groups like the Beatles and the Stones and others? Did they use somebody named Ed Sullivan to introduce these people on national television when it was still black and white? Did they cause rages of swooning young girls wearing bobby socks and skirts below the knees, swooning in front of the Beatles? Because the Beatles brought another kind of liberty, another kind of freedom, the freedom to experiment, the freedom to talk about Lucy in the sky, skies with diamonds, the freedom to consider what it means to have free sex. Those along with the Stones, the head of which was Mick Jagger, who was a part of the Ordo Templo Orientis, both people in the Beatles and people in the Stones were followers of a man named Aleister Crowley, one of the most wicked men that ever lived, a profoundly evil Satanist, who I believe was the father of Barbara Bush, believe it or not. But the issue is that's part of the reality of what's going on. The bloodline sins, the Illuminati, the Jesuit control of all Freemasonry in America. All of this spiritual infection is being brought to the surface. It looks like an ugly, rash that's got pustulating boils and whatever on the skin of the body politic. It's ugly. You know, you want to take a piece of something and scrape the pus off of the body politic in America that's manifesting the demonic rat party. We're dealing with enfranchised immorality and moral imbecility, and it's all happening because people have been in rebellion against the living God. And the legalization of child sacrifice, aka abortion, a woman's choice, the legalization of child sacrifice, creatures made in the beautiful image of God, has successfully demeaned and debased the value of life in this generation. And then it was exported to other countries, you know, promoted, rewarded to debase and destroy millions, even billions of lives because of the Luciferian hatred for the image of God. What are we dealing with? Well, like I said, there are going to be military tribunals. This excellent video by David Zublik, Military Tribunals to Begin in January. It's on YouTube on the David Zublik channel. He talks about the thousands of pedophiles and child traffickers that have already been arrested awaiting tribunals. And some of them, I believe, have already been tried. And they've been giving up the people that they worked for, the people they kidnapped children for, And there are 60,000, probably 63 or 64,000 sealed indictments that are going to be unsealed very soon. And America's headed for some serious problems because the champions of immorality and Satanism and pedophilia and witchcraft in America, the champions, that is the Clintons, the Obamas, the Bushes, all these people are headed for military tribunals because of their treason, because of their pedophilia, because of corruption, and we're headed for the real storm. This is the calm before the storm right now. We're headed for the real storm. Are you ready? Are you praying for God's will in your life? Are you asking God for wisdom to show you what's true and what's not true? Because the Lord is the God of truth. The Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the Holy Spirit is called the Holy Spirit of truth. God gives us truth so he can lead us into passive righteousness and show us what real liberty is. That is freedom from unbelief, freedom from sin, freedom from self-hatred and shame, because all of us are sinners. It's an amazing thing. Read the book of Romans. Read the book of Romans. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Read the book of Romans, the sixth book in the New Testament. And the first two chapters will show you the reality of what it means to be born a man, like David said, born in sin and shapen in iniquity. We are needing a Savior. Is the music coming up? I thought I heard something. I'm ready if you are. If not, I'll continue to pontificate. Hallelujah. Not that I believe in the pilot, the pontiff. I don't believe in there's any head of the church except the Lord Jesus Christ. There's only one head of the church, and the Pope is not it, okay? He is in the seat of Antichrist, and the temple of Lucifer in Rome has always been the seat of Antichrist. And now this Jesuit pedophile who was implicated in justifying going along with the murder of at least 50,000 patriots in Argentina in the dirty wars was also involved in kidnapping all their children using Roman Catholic orphanages and selling them for billions of dollars on the open market. That's the so-called head of the Catholic Church. I don't call him the Pope. That means father, but I call him something else. And the reality is, though, he is an enemy of Christ. He's the so-called vicar of Christ, which means the vicarious Christ. In other words, the Antichrist. He's not the real Christ, but the pontiff has always been the seat of Antichrist. And what we're dealing with is the light of God's truth is shining in this generation. And for as many as can receive it, it's because they've been asking God for the truth, and the Lord has opened up the doors of heaven and started revealing it. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extracts with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Okay, we're back. This is Michael J. on the Power Hour. This is an amazing season. We're seeing so many things being brought out into the light, and the miracle of the Internet. The miracle of the Internet. All those ones and zeros flying around at the speed of light that has allowed us to have communications, interactions, digital facsimiles, and we can be communicating by Skype with even video calls and radio broadcasts and putting things up on YouTube and Facebook, and all of these amazing things have been changing the world. Look at what's happening in Europe. Look what's happening in the Middle East. Lots of things are happening because people are now communicating, and there isn't the deep state bottleneck that able to throttle or actually strangle communications between others. So we've got this movement, this nationalist movement spreading across Europe, even down in South America, in Argentina, and in Brazil. The movement is gaining speed because people are realizing, because of the Internet, because of truth tellers, whistleblowers, people of courage and character, people willing to actually risk their lives. Yes, lots of people that have been whistleblowers, especially around the Clintons, have lost their lives. It's just an amazing thing why that people that want to be a whistleblower with the Clintons aren't immediately assigned a protective detail, because the kill list, the Clinton kill list, continues to grow. When will our president put that vicious monster, pedophile, rapist, and mass murderer and traitor in prison? Well, it's all in God's timing. God's allowing President Trump to make these decisions, including the delay that he did, although both Hillary Clinton and John McCain looked like they had, this boot that was covering up their monitoring device so they couldn't escape. For me, it's an amazing thing. Is the real Hillary Clinton still alive? I don't know. But one of her lookalikes has been spouting garbage and showed up at the funeral for that pedophile, former pedophile in chief. And by the way, does it really rankle you that we've got two pedophiles, former presidents, to have aircraft carriers named after them, like the Ford aircraft carrier, the Ford, and the George Herbert Walker Bush? They're named after a pedophile. Yeah, I want to honor the office, but those monsters didn't honor the office of the United States. I think, you know, they made some kind of deal to honor the office, but the people they made the deal with didn't honor the office. See, they're monsters. Okay, I want to find out who Ford was and who Bush was, and a lot of these other people. Read the book, "Thanks for the Memories" by Susan Ford, the personal sex slave of Henry Kissinger and Bob Hope. Read the book "The Transformation of America" by Kathy O'Brien. They will expose who these people are and how they've been protected under national security. They will expose these programs put in place with the MKUltra programs run by Nazis and incorporating the Disney corporations and military bases and different kinds of fake churches with fake pastors, huge churches in different places in America that actually were hiding places for maniacs, sociopaths, narcissistic baby murderers and torturers involved in snuff films and pornography. That's what our real heritage, by the way, is in the Disney Corporation. These people, we can suppose, because this is common knowledge for people who know where to look, we can suppose that these are the people and the organizations that are being ready to be prosecuted and brought down under the sealed indictments. This is why Guantanamo has had a huge, huge project. Some people say 500 million. Some people say only 200 million. Hey, that's a lot of million, even 200. And Diego Garcia. And maybe they're going to use some of those FEMA camps to hold these people while they're waiting to be executed. Although military tribunals don't have like appeals. If you're convicted, you're going to be executed probably the same day. And some people have said that there's some evidence that's been leaked, brought out, that John Brennan is going to be openly executed by hanging on national TV. It will be a time of serious consideration. Some people are going to be rejoicing because of that traitor, that monster that has sold America and was involved in murdering American troops in the Middle East. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Saying goodbye to an old friend.
George Bush was a charter member of the greatest generation. His incredible service to our nation and the world are already etched in the marble of time.
Former Secretary of State James Baker at George H.W. Bush's funeral, Baker also talks about Bush 41's dedication to public service.
Congressman, Ambassador to China and to the United Nations, Director of the CIA, and Vice President. He became one of our nation's finest presidents.
The train carrying the late president arrived at Texas A&M University, where the president will be laid to rest. Elsewhere today on Capitol Hill,
without objection, the joint resolution is engrossed, read a third time, and passed.
Speaker of the House, Republican Paul Ryan, as both the House and Senate, did pass a two-week spending bill for the government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Okay, I hear the music. This is Michael J. Do we hear the music, you know? It's an amazing grace in our lives when we can hear something that actually lets us begin to understand why God has us here. Not only where we're living, working, but where we are in time. This is our generation. This is the time that God ordained that we be alive, and he's the one who lets us desire, who lets us, if we will, say, this is what I want, and this is what I don't want. Somebody said, choose you this day who you will serve. If our hearts have been converted, we're going to want things in a way that's changed. It's not self-centered like it was. He said, blessed are you who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they are the children of God. Blessed are those who suffer for my name's sake, for they, will be rewarded. The issue for us is that the Word of God will change your life because faith is a gift that God gives us by the Word of God. The Word of God states it this way. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the Word of God. If the Lord is talking to you, you'll realize it, because what happens is you will have an inner sense of motivation. You will experience a sense of a drawing. This is what I want. I want to be led in the path of righteousness. I want God to restore my soul. I want Him to set a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Now, the 23rd Psalm, the Psalm 91, Psalm 34, and Psalm 139, those four Psalms were kind of a staple diet for me when I was serving in the military in Vietnam in the jungle. I served in one armor unit, though I was trained infantry, and in three air mobile infantry units, and really, God saved my life many times. But the reality was that every time when I was in an air mobile infantry unit and I was being carried by a Huey helicopter into the jungle, or even out of the jungle, flying over enemy territory where, a 51-millimeter, that's their version of our 50 cal, could reach out and touch us and many thousands of meters. The reality is, I would say, the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. You make my cup to overflow. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the rest of the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God used that psalm to impart peace to me when I was experiencing terror and adrenaline, and realizing that any step I took, or even maybe before I even got off the helicopter, we could be ambushed in the landing zone and we'd all die in a flaming whatever if they hit the helicopter with an RPG. The reality is all of us, were facing imminent death, but how many people were being comforted by God? Now, for some reason, I was a Christian. I was baptized in the Holy Ghost, and the people in the units I was in began to call me preacher. Sometimes it wasn't really a compliment. But the reality was, that's just who I was, and I was doing whatever it was God was giving me the grace to do to try to stay close to Him and avoid offending God, because I knew that He was the only one that was going to get me through this. I didn't believe in luck. I believed in God. So I'm encouraging people by this testimony that God has given me. He flew with me, and when I drove a tank there, He drove with me. Let me drive, lead Sheridan in the K Troop, 2nd Platoon, 3rd of the 11th Armored Cavalry Regiment, Black Horse. They let me drive, lead Sheridan. I thought it was because they liked me, until I figured out that while I was driving, they all pulled up behind me, put their tracks right where my tracks went. So if I didn't hit a mine, they wouldn't hit one either. I was the canary in the minefield. Hallelujah. But hey, I didn't have to eat anybody's dust. I prayed a lot, and God never let me hit a mine while I was driving. So the issue for me is that I have a testimony, and this testimony I have is not just for me. I could think about these things, but God wants me to share His mercy and declare His righteousness, His faithfulness. He has never left me or forsaken me. Even when I went through the bizarre reality of finding out the difference between Christianity and churchianity. And there's a huge difference. Lots of people want to teach us religion. Lots of people have a head knowledge about God. Lots of people want to say, well, you need to do this and you need to do that. And you need to pay your tithe. And we've got a building program. This is how you serve God. I found out really that is so wrong. That the real important thing is, if you want to hear His voice, don't harden your heart and wait on God so He can lead you by his Spirit, and so you can have an intimacy with him that makes you want to lay down your life for others. Not for a denomination, not for a church, but for your brothers and sisters in Christ. And it's hard. If everybody around you, or most everybody around you, is caught up in the religion, the forms of godliness that deny his ability to guide us, but get us to conform to what the religion is doing, then we can have a false sense of confidence. Because it's not real confidence. Real confidence comes from hearing his voice. As it is written, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. This leading isn't, hey, yeah, here's what you need to do, and I'll talk to you next year. No, it's about daily communion with the living God. Worshiping, responding, loving him because he's really revealing his love for you, and that he is the one who's guiding you and leading you in the paths of righteousness. That's how it is that he said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Now, I had no idea that that's what he was talking about when I first heard it, because I was from a dysfunctional family. I never had a father. The reality is I didn't know what it was like to have somebody that was so concerned that they wanted to be a part of every part of my life, and that they were going to test me, let me be tried, let me fall down because I was going to do my thing, and they knew it, and yet be there to pick me up, comfort me, encourage me, and restore my soul and teach me how to walk with God. And that's what real faith is. Real faith is not religion. Real faith is an experience that God is saving you. It is experiencing salvation on a daily basis because he said, abide in me. Let my word abide in you, and you ask what you will, it shall be done with you. He said, if any two or three gather in my name, there am I in your midst. And we can talk with him. We can love him with one another and say, Lord, you're awesome. Lord, we just love your presence. Lord, you're amazing. Lord, help us to learn more about what you're doing. Help us to hear you as you lead us. And you know, this generation, as we said in the beginning, this generation is at war, but the battle isn't ours, it's the Lord's. We're dealing with people that are committed to murder, theft, and destruction. That's right. They're the children of the devil. They only come to murder, steal, and destroy. And their father, the devil, is acting like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Now, that might give you pause if you consider that there's lots of these devil-worshipping idiots that are eating human flesh. Okay? Why? Well, because the demons that are in them were cannibals in the time before the flood and even afterwards. They were the hybrid Nephilim seed line where fallen angels mated with daughters of men and created these creatures that loved to eat human flesh. Why? Well, they loved to eat God's children. That's why they are called evil spirits for a reason. So what we're dealing with is people need to understand that the Lord, he is the King of glory, the Lord of hosts, strong and mighty. He is the one leading his people into battle in spiritual warfare against the host of hell and against those that are committed to these horrendous acts of aggression and rebellion and witchcraft that cause the destruction of innocent lives all over the world. And America is right now in the heat of battle. Are you being quickened by the living God? Are you being called to ask God to be your strength, to lead you in the paths of righteousness, to give you understanding so that you can be part of a holy standard? God is raising up in truth tellers, in whistleblowers, in spiritual warriors to oppose legalized and enfranchised evil. We'll see, won't we? God knows who we are. The Word of God says, by the grace of God, I am who I am. Ask for God's will in your life. I hear the music. We'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So, this is a problem. product, we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Okay. We have heard the music. We have heard the music. Now, I'm very grateful that I've had this chance to share the testimony God has given me. As I said before, if you want to call in and talk about any of the things we discussed, please do. I'll be glad to take your call. The important thing for me is that God continues to do amazing things in my life. He's always calling us higher. The Word of God says that we're actually being changed from glory to glory. We're being conformed to the image of the Son of God, because we were originally made as sons of God. Adam was called the son of God. And God has redeemed those he has chosen from before the foundation of the world to be vessels of honor and to enjoy all of eternity. But this season, this time of trial, this place in this valley of the shadow of death is filled with peril. And for me, I found that the level of terror I've experienced in times past and the level of spiritual warfare I've gone through has always been used by God as incentive to teach me how to pray. I mean, I've faced some very serious things, and there have been there's been death to people that I love around me, and only God can really deal with that. And I want to encourage people, if you want to find out who Christ is, go to the book of Isaiah. It's in the Old Testament, after the Psalms, the Proverbs, the book of Ecclesiastes, and I think the Song of Solomon. You'll find Isaiah. And go to the 53rd chapter. I mean, you should read the whole thing. I actually listened to it on an audio Bible in the King James Version. But go to the 53rd chapter of Isaiah and find out about who Jesus Christ was. That was written 500 years before Christ was born. And find out about this amazing Savior who was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, who was bruised for our iniquities, who was chastised for our peace, who took the punishment I deserved on himself so that I could be redeemed to God. And this is an amazing grace, because this was written to the Hebrews. But the word of God says in the book of John, he came to his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as did receive him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. When the Lord revealed himself to the Jews, who were already under the oral traditions of the Babylonian Talmud, and the Lord pointed out that by your traditions you deny the commandments of God. But when he revealed himself, they were so filled with the demonic wrath that they turned him over to Pilate to be crucified. And after Pilate had Jesus scourged and whipped and beaten and crowned with a crown of thorns and covered with a purple robe, he said, behold your king. And he brought Jesus out in front of all these Sanhedrin and Pharisees, and he said, behold your king. And they started screaming, away with him, away with him, crucify him. And he said, shall I crucify your king? Pilate said, and they said, we have no king but Caesar. There's a lot of people that just want to obey the government. They'll obey the traffic laws. They'll obey the unrighteous and unconstitutional laws of the IRS. They will not ask God to help them, because as far as they're concerned, it's just if they obey the laws and submit, because of a perverse understanding of Romans 13 that says all government is of God. And without understanding that what was really being said was, if you lived under a king, if you lived under an oligarchy, if you lived under a democracy, if you lived under a republic, all of those governments are of God, and you can submit. But that chapter further identifies and defines what the government that is serving God does. It rewards the righteous and punishes the wicked. But if you have a government like ours that has been rewarding the wicked and punishing the righteous, that government is not of God. It needs to be brought by our prayers and intercession before the throne of heaven and ask God to overthrow their tyranny, their hatred, their witchcraft, their rebellion, their murders, their kidnapping, their prisons for profit, and all the other things that they're doing, including sponsoring the cut, burn, and poison method of population control that is the gift of the AMA and the FDA in America, because they don't want people healed. They can only make money off of people that are sick. They don't want to wage peace. They want to wage war, because they can only make money by selling weapons. This nation is filled with witchcraft, because the witchcraft gets power from the child sacrifice called abortion, which is people that were involved in adultery and fornication trying to get rid of the evidence and becoming murderers. But that innocent blood is crying out before God, and we've got judgment in America. Our medicine kills us. Our hospitals kill us. Our food is killing us. Our air is killing us. Our water is killing us. We're under judgment. Our children are being taught insanity so they don't know if they're a boy or a girl, even if they've got the equipment of a boy and the equipment of a woman. They're being told, well, you might not be that. But God is not the author of confusion. If we're watching and listening and understanding and hearing the word of God so that God's word actually begins to define our inner man, our inner realm, and his inner kingdom, and we're asking God to reveal himself to us so that we're having our minds renewed and we can sense this upwelling of truth coming out of the core of us, then God can and will raise us up to be a part of a righteous standard to bring warning to the wicked and encouragement to the righteous, because God is not going to be mocked. For whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. George Herbert Walker Bush, mass murdering, traitor, sorcerer, pedophile, monster, thief, drug dealer. He's right now in hell being prepared for the lake of fire. And all of the injuries that he caused to millions of people he's experiencing right now in his soulish body. And I don't believe it's happening in series, although it probably is, but it's also happening in parallel. God knows. The word of God says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. God bless you. God give you understanding, and God have mercy on America. This is Michael Jay for Truth Radio, the Hour of Power, rather. God bless you guys, and I hope to get to talk to you again. Bye-bye.
Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sunair ductless furnace. The Sunair ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate and the most energy-efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about $1 a day. Sunair heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.